Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, November 6th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Charge ASAP. A new report today suggests that Apple is in talks with Showtime about a potential bundle deal for Apple TV+. This would mean that you could subscribe to a package of Showtime and Apple TV+ at a discount compared to how much they would cost separately. This makes quite a bit of sense. Showtime is currently available through Apple TV channels in the TV app for $11 per month. This allows you to access all Showtime content directly in the TV app instead of having to jump out to the standalone Showtime app. Theoretically, Apple and Showtime could bundle their two services together at a discounted rate, such as $10 per month for both. Separately, subscribing to both today costs $16 per month. Over time, many people expect Apple to start offering bundle deals of its own, such as Apple TV Plus and Apple Music. And while Apple is already doing that for students at $5 per month for both, no such announcement has been made for everyone else. The idea of Apple TV Plus being bundled with third-party services like Showtime is especially intriguing, and it could help Apple expand awareness of its new streaming subscription service. In other news, Apple's external advertising agency, Media Arts Lab, has cut around 50 employees this week. Bloomberg explains that these job cuts happened in several different divisions, but that many happened directly in the strategy division that worked closely with Apple. One of the job cuts was Jeff Edwards, executive creative director and head of advertising for Apple Services. Edwards was just promoted to this position back in May, so he had only been there for about 6 months. His departure comes as Apple continues to ramp up its various subscription services, including TV Plus and Apple Arcade. One of his roles in his position was to lead marketing on those services, including last week's debut of TV Plus. In a statement, Media Arts Lab explained that its relationship with Apple has never been stronger, despite these job cuts. Furthermore, the company said that the positions were eliminated because of Apple's evolving marketing needs and requirements. Over the years, the relationship between Apple and Media Arts Lab has evolved. In 2017, for instance, Apple shifted its marketing focus to regional and digital campaigns rather than worldwide campaigns. That strategy shift came after Apple reportedly considered firing Media Arts Lab in 2014, as the iPhone faced increased competition from Samsung. One possibility is that Apple is now looking to move more of its marketing efforts in-house, especially for its new services like TV Plus and Apple Arcade. Nonetheless, Apple and Media Arts Lab have worked closely together for many decades, and the agency is responsible for some of Apple's most iconic ads of all time. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP and its brand new Infinity Cable launching this month. The new Infinity Cable is a 6.5-foot nylon cable with interchangeable magnetic connectors for USB-C, Lightning, and micro-USB. This allows you to use the same cable with all of your devices, and it brings back Apple's MagSafe-like magnetic disconnect functionality. While there are other magnetic cables on the market, the Infinity Cable is the first with full support for 100-watt power delivery and Qualcomm Quick Charge. This allows you to charge your devices at full speed, with support for data transfer as well. You can currently get the Infinity Cable for up to 60% off of its expected retail price, with early bird pricing on Kickstarter at just $25 per cable. Thanks to Charge ASAP, 9to5 Mac is also launching a MacBook Pro giveaway in the coming weeks to celebrate the launch of the new Infinity Cable. Hit up the link in the show notes below to check it out. Apple has released the first developer betas of iOS 13.3, iPadOS 13.3, tvOS 13.3, and watchOS 6.1.1. These updates come after last week's release of iOS 13.2 and watchOS 6.1, and they continue to focus on performance improvements and bug fixes. One of the biggest issues in iOS 13.2 is a RAM management problem. This is causing applications to be killed when running in the background. For instance, if you're looking at something in the Twitter app and you switch to the Messages app to send a quick reply, you might come back and find that the Twitter app has been killed off in the background and needs to completely restart. Early tests indicate that iOS 13.3 does solve this problem, at least to a certain degree. Many users are reporting that background app management is better in iOS 13.3 than it was in iOS 13.2, but still not as good as it was prior to iOS 13.2. We'll have to dive deeper into iOS 13.3 to learn more about this, and it's likely that Apple will make more improvements as the beta testing period of iOS 13.3 continues. Another change in iOS 13.3 is a new setting that allows you to disable the Memoji stickers from always appearing on the Emoji keyboard. With iOS 13, Apple increased the prominence of its Memoji stickers by placing them directly alongside regular emoji, but following complaints from many users about this change, Apple has added this new setting. Last but not least, iOS 13.3 adds support for communication limits in screen time. This allows you to set specific limitations on who you can communicate with when screen time is enabled. For instance, during allotted screen time, you can allow communication with everyone, but during downtime, you can limit that communication to certain people. This feature is especially useful for kids. Parents could block their kids from communication with everyone except themselves during downtime. This would allow the kids to still contact their parents even if they had reached their screen time limits. iOS 13.3 is available now to registered developers, and we expect a public beta to be released sometime this week. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include a story from Zach Hall about running the Disney Wine and Dine Half Marathon with AirPods Pro and Apple Watch Series 5. We've also got even more coverage from 9to5Mac's Michael Stieber at Adobe Max 2019. You can find all of that down in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read all of these stories and much more on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.